Well, my testimony is a two-part tale. The first part is, three parts. The first part had to do with when my grandmother died. I was about 13 years old, and she was Roman Catholic. Her husband was Lutheran, and the first priest said that he couldn't do the funeral because my grandmother was in hell because she married a Protestant. So that immediately, and I thought, because I never knew any better, that the only church was a Catholic church. I had no idea there were Baptists, Catholics, Lutherans, Methodists. I thought it was just Catholics. So from about age 13 to 21, I hated God. If someone came around my door, Jehovah's Witnesses came around one time, I drew a samurai on them. I hated anything to do with Christianity because I thought it was all about the Catholic Church. So fast forward 7-8 years, my brother comes home from Washington State, was saved in the military, tells me I got to be saved. I don't want to hear it. Everybody's all the same. They're all hypocrites. So we sit in this little room, and I prayed a prayer so that I could get him off my back. And my prayer was this: well, God, I guess I'm a sinner, and I guess I need to be saved, so would you save me? That was my prayer. Well, I did right for a few weeks, joined the military, and when I was scared, I was close to God. But when I wasn't scared anymore, I had no idea who God was. The partying got worse, the drinking got worse, everything got worse, nothing got better. And I literally got to the point one night where I was thinking about this, and I said, you know, one or two things is going to happen. Either I'm going to get saved, or I'm going to kill myself. Now, that was the first time I ever admitted to myself that I wasn't saved. But I didn't want to hear it from myself, but I said it to myself, if that makes any sense. So, after literally losing everything, I bought a car from a drinking buddy for $200. My dad was in the hospital, thought he was going to die. I had just passed my black belt test, and I thought, well, life's going to get better. I got my black belt now. So I went to his house to give him the $200 and to pick up the car, and as usual, he was drunk that night. And he wanted to fight. Well, I wasn't in the fighting mood. But he insisted, and he insisted, and he insisted. And so I remember I put my hand up like this, like nonchalantly, like, okay, go ahead, and, you know, figured he just pushed my hand out of the way. Okay, you win. Well, he pushed my hand. He slapped me in the face. I had glasses on. He broke my glasses, cut me. And the rage that had instantly taken over, I took him down to his knees. And as I was standing there like this, ready to kill him, the Lord put a thought in my head that he wasn't worth it. And that thought was that he wasn't worth killing. He wasn't worth me damning my soul to hell, because if I went down that road, I know I would just continue on. And so through counseling with Pastor Hilgeman, I had, and this all this while I was counseling with him when this happened. Well, I let go of him. I gathered myself together. I paid him the money, got the car, went home. I started looking at all these verses that I had written down through counseling, and I'm looking at this. And I would read a verse, and the only thing that would jump out from the verse is, you're not saved. And I'd read another verse, and it would say, you're not saved. And not to sound mystical or anything, but in my mind, it's like I was seeing a replay of my life. From the time I made this confession in 1988 in that little room to that point right there. It was like God was showing me that you call everyone a hypocrite, but you're the biggest hypocrite of all, because you prayed a prayer and you've never repented. You've never served me. So it was that night, about 10:30 at night, I believe it was August 11th of 93 or 94. When you get as old as I am, you start to forget dates. That I repented and asked the Lord to save me. And the one thing that struck me is that, wow, the Bible's alive. now I'm reading this, and it's not saying to me, you're not saved anymore, but it's saying, this is what you're going to become. This is what you need to do. This is how you need to live for me. And I was just like, wow. And it wasn't legalism. It was, as I was explaining to somebody at Grace today, the fear of God means that I fear sinning against him because I love him so much. Not that I fear him like God's going to crush me. And so the verse that really has just meant so much to me is 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And it is a growing experience. And part of that growth, as you know, as some of you know, apologetics is one of my passions. And God has just given me a desire to know more about him, not so that I can say, you're wrong, I'm right, but so that I can say, what you're teaching, whether it be Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons or Catholicism, whatever it is, if you're teaching anything other than salvation through grace alone by the merited work of Jesus Christ, then you're wrong. And so that's really my desire in salvation, is to grow in grace. Because grace is love. For God so loved the world, he gave us his grace. He's given us the grace to do everything we can. He's given us the grace to understand him, to even come to him. If that's not love, I don't know what love is. So that's my desire, is to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because then he's glorified, not just here on earth, but forever. So that's my testimony.